somebody know something about it. I said, hell, you're the only one that I knew left.
Yeah, me and Irving.
Yeah. Your friend.
There was five companies on this county when I came here. The up here and brothers. Mary that was here. And Sterling and Sledge and
I see.
They own most of the county.
And did they own the farms?
On the land, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Would you tell me something about the buildings you have on the farm? What kind of buildings?
Cabins, just nothing cabins. Uh-huh. No, you know, just nothing cabins.
Where did you keep the mules? And
they had a big, had two big barns.
Uh-huh. And what were the barns? Did they have a place for the hay?
Oh, yeah, up on top, yeah.
Well, what'd you call that?
That was a hayloft.
Just a hayloft?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then they had a big trough all the way through, right down the middle. And they had those racks, you know, pull the hay in. And a mule could eat his corn, reach up and stand and eat his hay and his corn, too.
I see.
Kept all of them full all the time. Had a nigger didn't do nothing but feed the mules.
Where did you have a hay stack outside?
No, we brought all the hay in.
Uh-huh.
We baled it, had balers in those days, baled it up, and some of it we couldn't bale, we just filled it up, and along this time of year we'd come back off days and bale it, see?
I see. Did you have a place to keep corn?
No. Oh, yeah, had a big crib, yeah.
Well,
it was just like this. You see, here's your barn here, and they had a split it right half in two, and have a big trough all the way down, and the hay rack went up on the top, you see, and they just fill them racks up from each side on that, you see.
I see. Uh-huh.
And your niggas take a basket and fill that basket up and put it in there and fill the corn in there, you see. Didn't shuck it.
What other kind of sheds would you have around? Did you you had the barn, and then what other kind of buildings would you have?
Well, I had a big shed out there where I kept the, what wasn't the wagons in those days, and I had a big tool shed.
Did you?
Where they worked on the stuff. Had a negative blacksmith, that's all he did. And now you take the very little improvement. Now, Cock and Stone, they were the first people, they started in 1912 to buildings. So I was young and couldn't keep a bookkeeper. They were stealing, getting drunk and everything else. And so he put me in there, and I never went to a business school. And I picked it up. I had a father that was an educated man when I went there. He stayed about a year. And he taught me how to write and figure and things like that, and I got the posting for him. So one morning he fired him and put me in there. And a couple of years, well, I was doing a good job and made lots of money. And so one day he's sitting there talking. He says, what in the hell do I need to make more money? I said, you need more houses, more niggas, more mules. He said, well, I can build a house, and I can buy the mules, but how about the niggas? I said, well, if you build a house, I'll get the niggas. And he came down here, got a millwright, and hired him. He stayed there 4 years and 2 months. He had a big mill with sawed timber. And he built a house. It cost about 40-some-odd thousand a year. He spent a little over $100,000. And he had good, it had brick piers and brick chimneys and everything, sealed, in and out, good houses.
Mm-hmm. So that's how you got the help, huh?
Yeah, that's way, and I filled them up, too.
Uh-huh.
Then, of course, the boll weevil came on in 1912, I reckon, or 13, somewhere. And these niggas from the south, they just flocked up here. And I fill them up. I trade 8 and 10 families a day sometimes.
That many, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
To get back to the farm, where would you keep the cows and the cattle outside the barn? Did you have
We had woods back there, and had a big